on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, great big thank you to Tayshawn, our engineer today. Always, you know, these guys that work behind the scenes, you know, everyone, you know, I see people out and they go, hey, I hear you all the time on the radio. And I'm appreciative that people are listening, and I hope they're blessed by what they hear. A good reason for what you hear and the solid content that we provide is people like Tayshawn and the others that work behind the scenes. So thanks, Tayshawn, for getting us on the air. It is Election Day, the first Tuesday in November. You know, we've often talked about your participation in that, and that you would please register, and that, you know, being registered, please do participate and actually go and vote. You need to know this, that, you know, if you're trying to figure it out, oh, I didn't go to early voting. Oh, I thought I was going to be able to vote Sunday or Monday. No, the early voting closed Saturday, and today's it. However, if you are in line by 7 o'clock tonight, you will have opportunity to vote. The polls close at 7. But if you're in line, you're voting. So, and then the other thing I wanted to mention as well, because there's our election here locally in Albuquerque and, of course, other places in the state, but around the country. And how much have we taken the time to pray for this election, that the Lord's hand would be in it, and that regardless of the outcome, that we would be prepared to be ambassadors for him where we are. So let's keep all of that in mind and keep the main thing, Jesus and the work that the finished work he's done for us on the cross and through his resurrection, where he overcame death for us, that we so much deserve. But by God's grace, he's covered us in his blood. So, hey, family is in studio today. I'd love to have the Gomez family here. And they have been hard at work at U-Turn for Christ. I'm going to stop talking a little bit, Mike, so you can, for those not familiar with the work in general that U-Turn does for at-risk men and women.
Yeah, U-Turn for Christ has been around for 30 years. We're all over the country, started in Paris, California, and we are the ones who are operating the ministry here in New Mexico.
Yeah, and you're busy at it, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going, a lot of opportunities. The doors have been opened by the Lord for a number of different things, so we're blessed.
Well, and there's several residents, both men and women, that are participating in this program through U-Turn for Christ. And sometimes that means shuttling them around in typically a large passenger van. And the truth is that U-Turn for Christ is in need of a van. And praise report already when it comes to preparing to get a van. You want to share that?
Yeah. So we had a person who was interested in helping us out. They knew that one of our vans, it was actually a pretty good van, but it just went down. The motor went down.
Yeah.
And a guy stepped up and he said, I know about the van. I want to match any other donors up to $7,000.
All right.
And I said, hey, I'll put it out there and see if we can raise some money for a new van for the ministry for men and women.
So. All right. So, people can't give towards something if they're not aware of it. So there you go. U-Turn for Christ in need of a passenger van. And, Mike, if folks wanted to give towards that, would that just be something they do online? And then is it possible online to let them know specifics, like put a note, this is for the van?
Yeah, you can put it on the general ministry fund towards just notate it for the van, or I think we can make a special button a little while later. But if you do, do it between now and then.
If you don't see anything for the van, make sure you leave that note so they can kind of keep track of that matching gift. And, you know, maybe not only will people be inspired to give towards that cause, but maybe someone will hear that and go, I'll just match all of it.
Wow.
Yeah. You just don't know unless you put it out there. So, and you know what? Maybe you cannot give financially in that way towards this or other causes. Please be in prayer for that. We're going to go through all kinds of things for the ministry at U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. You could kind of make a prayer list, quite honestly, with all the different things we're going to be talking about. You guys recently, the Matanza, last time you were in here, we were preparing for that. How'd that go?
Yeah, that was really neat. It came out great. A number of people came out. It was the last weekend of September, the last weekend of the Balloon Fiesta. And so we had some great speakers and challenges with the weather. But one of the great things that we get to do is some of the men and women who have graduated share their testimonies with others who are there about what the Lord has done in their life and how they came through the ministry and now they're serving the Lord. And so one of the men who shared, he serves here at Calvary, he was able to share about him and his wife and the restoration that happened and as he surrendered to the Lord and he surrendered his use and substance abuse and everything to the Lord. And it was powerful. You know, people heard and they were inspired and they came and they said, wow, look at, you know, maybe God can do that for our family. And we were praying with people and, this guy, he's just so awesome. He was able to just minister to people even just by sharing his story.
Yeah.
I think it's just that simple.
Well, and the truth is, Mike, and we've talked about this before, there's all kinds of people in New Mexico that suffer from addiction. Whether the church wants to, look at it or not, it's happening not just outside the church. It happens right within the church. And it is something to address, and it's important that you find a place that you can go and not find judgment, but find love and assistance to get past that. Can you speak to that a little bit and how people might feel about making a commitment to getting the help they need?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just afraid to make a change, and they're alone. They don't know how to do it. And one of the great things about the body of Christ is that what the Lord has done is already provide people there that are going to be there for you. That's the reason for their commitment to the Lord is to help the body, to help others, to bring others into the body. And so there's healing that happens because you're being a part of the plan that Jesus has for your life.
And we'd encourage you to go to the website, the letter U, Turn for Christ, New Mexico, .org. And on the website, you'll see a couple of phone numbers at the top and other hyperlinks to find out about enrollment into the program that's provided through U Turn for Christ, New Mexico. And that obviously keeps you plenty busy enough. When you guys showed up, we got right to talking about Saturday's grand opening. I know this was a fun time for Evangeline. She's started getting busy on the espresso machine, Evangeline, yeah?
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Don't scald the milk.
We're trying.
There's a real art to it. But more importantly, tell us how the coffee shop, in more ways than one, really, either one of you, how you see it really serving the ministry of U-Turn for Christ New Mexico.
So one of the cool things that happened last year is we're gifted all the equipment for this coffee shop. And we never really ran a coffee shop before, but some circumstances happened that brought everything together with the building that we have already. And the equipment and
do you find anyone kind of already associated with U-Turn for Christ in Mexico that are coffee aficionados?
Yeah, plenty. There's a few that are already working there with us, and we're using it as an opportunity for on the back end. It's a job training program. Discipleship is happening. When I'm there, I'm discipling the guys, the one guy that's there right now, sharing with him every day, and he's learning and growing in his skills and in the Lord. And so we hope to have that continue to be a place. He shared with me that he'd worked in the food service industry before, but he'd always been around alcohol, and that's always been his downfall.
Oh, yeah.
But those are his skills, and he says, this is a safe place that I can work and feel like I'm not going to fall back into the trap, you know, of falling into alcohol.
Oh, and what a blessing, because I'll bet the part, you know, the chefing is just a joy. And to, you know, remove those areas of temptation and stumbling has just got to be just a breath of fresh air.
It is. It's so neat to see it coming together. And not only that, the whole time we were building this, so we pretty much only paid for some paint, some lights, and some, you know, few little items here and there. But everything that has come in and was donated, we put it all together. And that's how it worked, you know. And so we didn't.
God had a plan the whole time.
Money to build it, you know, but we had been given the stuff to build it, and all you have to do is put it together.
Yeah,
and to see what God intends behind it. So, hey, it's a venture of faith. We don't know what will happen, but we took the plunge, and we hope you'll come out and visit us.
Well, right across from Cliff's Amusement Park in Albuquerque on San Mateo, you'll find the thrift store, you'll find the coffee shop, and the thrift store we're going to talk about a little bit more when we come back from a break. And we're in the midst of a conversation with Mike and Evangeline Gomez. Can you all stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, I said it in the first segment. I'm going to say it again. It is election day. The polls are open until 7. If you're registered to vote, get out there and get in line. Hopefully, you know, well, actually, I hope you find a line. I hope people are participating. But hopefully, how about this? I hope that you show up, you know, in the lull of the vote so you can get in and out kind of quick. I went Friday. It wasn't a problem at all. Yeah, do take the time, and if you want to kind of check out some information that may be pertinent to you before you get to the polls, go to klyt.fm, scroll down to the Action Center. In there, you'll find voter guides, and actually not only voter guides. You know, we are November and December, we're in the midst of the Christmas Critter campaign with GFA World, and I'm going to start and end by giving you their toll-free number. If you're already familiar with the program, I want to do that again this year. Here's the phone number. It's 855-513-2127. And let me read this quote from Bishop Daniel. He's the president of GFA World. It's K.P. Yohanan's son. Says, the challenge is to wrap our minds around these numbers. 3 billion people, and 90% of them do not have access to the message of Christ. Another way to think about this is 80,000 people go into a Christless eternity every single day. Make missions part of your daily life. Ask the Lord to break your heart for the things that break his heart. And the focus this year is choosing a missionary to sponsor. We really hope you'll pray about that, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly gift, one missionary, several missionaries. And once you select a missionary, and there's several, you can kind of scroll through and click on, you know, the missionary you want to sponsor. Once you do, you'll receive a packet from GFA World that lets you know more about the missionary and the work there. These indigenous missionaries reaching out to the people in their community with the gospel of Jesus. Now, not only are they doing that as representatives of GFA World, they bring the gifts that you've given for the people in their community. Whether it's, you know, we always mention the chickens because it's like $15 for a pair of chickens, and then from chickens, you know, it's a male and a female chicken. So from chickens come chickens and eggs, and it's sustenance, and it actually can become an income for them selling the chickens or selling the eggs and other things like goats and water buffalo, pigs, a barnyard bundle with several animals, mosquito nets, because, you know, in Asia and Africa, the disease that spread from mosquitoes. And this is a life-saving opportunity. Sewing machines that create a business for someone to help provide for their family, and various ways to provide clean water. You know, I wake up daily, and one of the first things I do is get some water, you know, and it's usually right by my bedside, but, you know, a few steps away is about, just turn the fountain, the faucet, and there you go, clean water. We take that for granted. We really do. And there's people that walk miles a day to carry water back to their family, and with your gift, you can help them use that time to do other things, to earn a living for their family, and prevent disease and so much more. I could go on and on. And the website that they put together is just fantastic. Go to klyt.fm in the Action Center on the carousel there. Just wait for the GFA World Christmas Critter campaign. Click on it and start doing your shopping and pray about your participation in that. And actually on that homepage, just below the Action Center, under the featured area, you'll find it. It's there static. It's there all the time for November, December, GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign. All right, enough said. We got a few minutes, and I want to get back to the Gomez's in studio from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Spell that all out with the letter U. Start with the letter U, Turn for Christ, NewMexico.org. On the website, you can find out more about the work they're doing, including the thrift store that we mentioned. Who wants to let us know more about maybe the needs, or maybe you got an item you're aware of at the thrift store someone needs to go over there and get before it's gone? I know, you know, it's kind of a thing, right? There's people that it's kind of their hobby is thrift storing.
Yeah, the thrift store is a lot of fun. We have a lot of cool vintage items. Like anything your little heart desires, you will find at the thrift store.
Yeah.
I've come to find out.
Yeah, and it's always changing.
Yes. What's a really cool thing is every Monday we have a bag sale. Get a brown paper bag. You can fill it up with as many clothes that'll fit in that bag for $20.
Oh, yeah.
That's every Monday. And then Fridays, and the clothing side, we have a flash sale. So for those ladies that like nice handbags and designer shoes, all that stuff.
It shows up, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. It's like,
so
yeah.
We have amazing donors.
Where did that Louis Vuitton bag come from? It's not there long, is it?
No, it's not. And they donate gently used items that yeah. we're able to sell at our Friday flash sale.
Or new.
Yes, or brand new with tags.
Yeah.
So it's really yeah. cool.
And we would encourage you, you know, we talk about spring cleaning. How about fall cleaning? You know, we know many of us, a couple times a year, we're going through the house, and you know what? The stuff that's garbage, here's what you can do with it. Throw it away. But the stuff that's, you know, hey, this could really be put to use. That could, bring a little income to the U-Turn for Christ New Mexico ministry. So whether it's clothes or furniture or, I don't know, you guys take, do people drop off vinyl record, you know,
yeah.
music? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Eight tracks, cassettes.
Everything and everything.
And people come looking for those things.
Yeah. So. Yeah, everyone's, and probably even a, you know, eight-track player, those are getting harder and harder for one that works.
Funny story is my 9-year-old daughter found a typewriter.
Yeah.
And she's obsessed with that
thing. Did she know what it was when she saw it?
No, she didn't. My brother-in-law had to show her, but she loves that thing.
Was it electric or did it have the arms going up and down?
Has the arms,
yeah,
it has right?
Yeah,
arms.
That's old school.
Yeah
she's
school.
Already typed a whole story about Little Roy and
Tiny Tot,
yeah. Collar Town. She typed the.
Well, what a great way to participate with the work that's going on at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. If you want to find out more about what it means to be a resident there, if you're in need of help with addiction or other life-dominating sin, we would encourage you to go to the website and find out more about the ministry at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. Mike and Evangeline, with a few seconds we have left, I do want to throw it back to anything else you want to make sure the listener knows.
Yeah, just know that, you know, if you're stuck and struggling in addiction or you know somebody who is, know that there's help. You can call us, reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you, help guide you through the process.
Right. Can you guys come back next month?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, God willing, we'll see you there if Jesus tarries.
Amen.
All right, thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.